Work-based learning is sustained, like a partnership with an employer. And it could be an internship, it could be an apprenticeship, project-based. Interesting thing too, the Department of Ed created what they call the clearinghouse for work-based learning. So you go online there and see, and it's across the state, there's employers that have, there's projects that students can do that's considered work-based learning, and it's not at a necessarily a job location, but they're maybe researching some things for the Historical Society or something like that. So that's work-based learning. And it's kind of a requirement now as of work-based learning is required for schools as part of their post-secondary readiness index, they call it. They are rated by that. The district's performance, you know, the Department of Ed does a report card. So district is rated on the extent to which they're doing it and the quality of which they're doing it.